The IRS is urging people to beware of ads that promise big money by claiming the Employee Retention Tax Credit. This is a real tax credit that helps businesses that were affected by the pandemic, but scammers are telling people they qualify when they don't. The scammer takes a fee and your personal information. If you're not eligible for the credit, getting conned by this could cost you a lot. The IRS doesn't want that to happen to you, so check the official information at irs.gov/ERC.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
For release. On March 24th, this is 69 Admins. This will be an abbreviated episode in light of the holidays, both religious and secular. Yes, this episode is released on Palm Sunday, and Easter is not that far away. NCAA March Madness is also underway. That makes the news in the streaming space a bit limited. The attention of people is more often directed elsewhere right now. Variety brings us a report about Judd Apatow having fairly severe reservations about HBO licensing out content. Why is Apatow concerned? Well, if there is just old content being licensed, then there is little incentive to make anything new. It just winds up being what Apatow calls comfort food across many multiple streaming services. It could create a bit of a cultural, creative gap. Of course, with the shortfalls in terms of available funding opportunities for producing film and television here in the United States, we're likely to see a decline in new original material for some time anyhow. TechRadar was promoting a new app called Watchworthy. What is the app for? Well, it's a service to help you determine which streaming services to cancel your subscriptions to. Oddly enough, they don't like to link to the app in their own article. Now, it was a slow time for news. These things happen. Our pick of the fortnight is the Jake Stormone film, Strong Enough, which you can see via Amazon Prime Video and Tubi. You have to pay for Amazon Prime Video to see it there without ads. However, on Tubi, you can watch it with ads, but you don't need a subscription. This is a nice, inspiring film to watch in these dark times we find ourselves in. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Check the show post for more information. Hopefully news picks up by then. This program has been produced in Ashtabula by Eerie Looking Productions. Be seeing you.
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam bus undervolt.
Roger, main beam undervolt. Okay, stand by, 13. We're looking at it.